This weekend, as we gathered for Mass, we heard of the separation of the sheep and the goats at the end times when the Son of Man comes in glory, that he would separate the sheep and the goats, and he would turn to the right, to the sheep on the right, and said, "Well done, I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty, you gave me drink, a stranger you welcomed me, naked you clothed me, ill you cared for me, in prison you visited me." And they'll say, "Well, when did we do that and serve your needs?" It's almost an utter amazement that they ask that. And he says, "When you did it for the least of these, you did it for me." And it's, you get the sense that they just simply did what was right because it was right. Meanwhile, he turns to those on his left, to the goats, and says, "When I was hungry or thirsty or ill or in prison, you did not visit me. You did not serve my needs." And they ask, "Well, when did we see you and not minister to your need?" So the difference isn't that they minister to the needs, it's who they minister to. And the sheep are the ones who just simply did what was right, what was good, what was holy, whether they recognized Jesus or not. They just simply did what was right. So the wicked ones, the ones who are cast into hell not because they didn't do anything right, but simply they did it for the wrong reasons. Kind of an interesting way of putting it, we serve others not because they are Catholic, but rather because we are. And I think that's the point of this gospel reading. As we celebrate Christ the King, we remember that Christ is our King, and we follow his model. We follow who he has called us to be, and that means living lives of service. And we can talk about the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, the seven traditional corporal works and seven traditional spiritual works. And all of these, the danger is we do them because we see the Lord. We should do them because the Lord calls us to, and this is what it means to be a member in his kingdom. And so the corporal works of mercy, to feed the hungry, to give thirst to water to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to visit the sick, to visit the imprisoned or the ransom of the captive, and to bury the dead. How important those corporal works of mercy, the works of mercy that affect the body, but also the spiritual works of mercy, which today's parable doesn't include, but certainly would be an afterthought, and certainly one that Jesus would fully support, because the Church has raised these up. They affect our souls and our spiritual life. And so to instruct the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful, to admonish the sinners, to bear patiently those who do wrong to us, to forgive offenses, to comfort the afflicted, and to pray for the living and the dead. Again, when we do these corporal works and spiritual works of mercy, we're called to do them because we are Catholic, because we are members in Christ's kingdom, not any other reason. By doing so, we invite others into that kingdom, others into that life, and into the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So as we come and celebrate this feast of Christ the King, we ask God to be with us, to help us to do what is right, because it is who we are called to be.